Title: One Shot Reinforcement for Weak Break Hits Beginner. All right, let's level up a classic drum and bass move. One Shot Reinforcement for Weak Break Hits. This is one of those techniques that instantly makes a break feel more expensive, more consistent, and more record ready without destroying the character that made you pick the break in the first place. Here's the big idea. A lot of famous breaks sound amazing until you try to use them in a modern DNB track. The kick might be thin once you high pass it, the main snare might not punch through your bass, and the loudness and transient strength can change hit to hit. One-shot reinforcement is where we tap a clean, controlled kick and snare underneath the break, so the break keeps the vibe, but you get modern impact and consistency. By the end of this lesson, you'll have a simple reinforcement setup, a break on audio, plus a kick layer and a snare layer on MIDI, each shaped with Ableton stock devices. And most importantly, it'll feel like one drummer, not like three samples arguing. Step 0. Choose a break and set the session. Set your tempo to something DNB friendly, around 170 to 176 BPM. Let's pick 174. Drag a break into an audio track. Amen, think, hot pants, any of those will work. Click the clip and go into the clip view. Turn warp on. Set warp mode to beats. Preserve should be set to transients. Make sure transient loop mode is off. Now adjust the grid feel with that transient control. If the break gets choppy and glitchy, go finer, like 1/16. If it feels too steppy or rigid, go a little looser, like 1/8. The goal here isn't to sterilize it. The goal is, keep the groove, but make the timing predictable enough that we can reinforce it cleanly. Step 1. Find the weak hits. Solo the break and listen like a detective. You're hunting for the hits that feel like they should slap, but don't. For kick weakness, you'll usually feel it in the low punch region, roughly 40 to 90 Hz. It's that chest and thump that disappears when you start eking the break. For snare weakness, think in two zones. The body is often around 180 to 250 Hz, and the crack lives more in the 2 to 6kHz range. And here's a super important beginner mindset. Ghost notes are not the enemy. Ghost notes are the vibe. We're usually reinforcing the main kick and main snare hits, not every tiny transient in the loop. If you reinforce everything, you flatten the dynamics and suddenly the break stops sounding like a break. Quick visual trick. Open the waveform and look for the biggest peaks. In a lot of these breaks, that's your snare on beats 2 and 4, especially in a two-step-ish feel. Step 2. Create a kick reinforcement MIDI track. You've got two beginner-friendly options. Option A is fast. Convert drums to a new MIDI track. Right-click the break clip and choose Convert drums to new MIDI track. Ableton will create a MIDI track with a drum rack and a bunch of detected notes. Now, this is the part where you stay calm. The detection can be messy. You're going to delete everything except the kick lane, which is usually the lowest notes. Then replace whatever sample is on that kick pad with a clean DNB kick one shot. This method is quick, but you may need to clean up false triggers. If the kick is firing on random little transients, just delete those notes. Option B is cleaner. Do it manually. Create a new MIDI track. Drop a drum rack on it. Put a kick one shot on the first pad, usually C1. Make a one bar MIDI clip and place notes exactly under the break's kick hits. A common starting point is kick on beat 1, and then another kick depending on the break pattern. But don't guess. Zoom in. Line it up with what the break actually plays. Teacher tip. Tight alignment is power. In fast music like DNB, even a tiny timing mismatch can turn into a flam, and a flam makes drums feel smaller, not bigger. Step 3. Create a snare reinforcement MIDI track. Same idea. New MIDI track. Drum rack. Drop in a snare one shot on a pad like D1. Program the main snare hits, often beats 2 and 4. And here's your jungle reality check. A lot of break snares aren't perfectly on the grid. They might beat a tiny bit late, or have a laid-back feel. If you hard quantize your reinforcement to the grid, you can accidentally delete the groove. So match the break, not the math. Step 4. Tighten alignment and avoid flam. If your layer hits slightly before or after the break transient, you'll hear two hits instead of one. That's a flam. Two easy fixes. First, nudge the MIDI notes. Zoom in and drag them so the note start lines up with the break transient. Second, use track delay, which is honestly a lifesaver. Hit the little D button in the bottom right to show track delays. On the kick or snare reinforcement track, try values around minus 5 milliseconds to plus 10 milliseconds. Move it until it locks and sounds like one hit. Now listen carefully. When it's correct, the hit feels stronger and more focused. When it's wrong, it feels like it spreads out and gets messy. And if you align it and suddenly the kick gets thinner, That's a phase warning. Which brings us to the next step. Step 5. Check phase and low-end compatibility. Layered kicks can cancel each other in the low end. That's why you can add a kick and somehow lose bass. Annoying but normal. Go inside your kick reinforcement chain in the drum rack. Add Ableton Utility. Try phase invert on the left channel, then the right channel. Don't do both at once. Test one at a time. Pick the setting that gives you more solid low end. If neither helps, undo it, and focus on timing and EQ instead. Next, give the kick layer some space by cleaning the break's low end. On the break audio track, at EQ 8, turn on a high pass filter around 70 to 120 Hz. Use a gentle slope, like 12 dB per octave. You're basically saying, the break can keep its grit and texture, but the reinforced kick gets to own the sub and low punch. Quick coach move. Do a mono check before you commit. Put utility on the drum group later. Hit mono, and see if the kick stays strong. If the kick collapses in mono, something's fighting, usually long low tails or phase issues. Step 6. Shape the one shot so they belong to the break. This is where the magic happens. Layering is easy. Blending is the skill. Also, choose one shots that fill gaps, not ones that replace the break. If the break snare has a cool top texture but no weight, choose a short, plain snare with strong energy around 200 Hz and a controlled top end. If the break kick has thump, but no definition, choose a kick with some mid knock around 120 to 200 Hz. Let's do kick shaping first, using stock devices. On the kick pad chain, start with EQ 8. High pass around 25 to 35 Hz to remove rumble. If needed, a small boost around 55 to 80 Hz, like 1 to 3 dB. And if it feels boxy, dip around 200 to 350 Hz. Then add drum bus. Drive around 5 to 15%. Boom can be subtle, 0 to 20%, with frequency around 50 to 70 Hz. Use damp around 20 to 40% if it gets harsh. Then add saturator. Mode. Analog clip. Drive 1 to 4 dB. Soft clip on. Now, super important for fast DNB. Keep the kick short enough. Go into simpler for the kick and shorten the decay or release, so it doesn't smear into the next hit and fight your bass. Now snare shaping. On the snare pad chain, EQ 8 first. High pass around 120 to 180 Hz so you're not dumping mud into the low end. If you need more body, a small boost around 180 to 240 Hz. If you need more crack, a gentle boost around 3 to 6 kHz. Keep it small. You want snap, not pain. Then drum bus. Drive around 5 to 10%. And turn up transients, somewhere between plus 5 and plus 20, until it snaps. Optional for jungle grit. Redux. Keep it subtle. Start with a tiny downsample amount, like 2 to 5%. If you overdo it, it turns into sand. Now, extra pro sounding tip that beginners almost never do. Let the break keep the transient sometimes. If your one shot is too clicky, it will dominate the front edge and sound pasted on. If the break transient already feels nice, make the layer rounder. In simpler, add a tiny fade in, just a few milliseconds, to soften the click so it tucks under the break. This is one of those micro moves that makes the layering feel natural. Also think in rolls. Transient, body, tail. If you're missing transient, add a tiny click layer, very quiet. If you're missing body, add a punchy one shot at a medium level. If the tail is messy, do not add more tail. Control it with envelope or gate. Step 7. Glue everything together with bus processing. Select your break track and your kick and snare reinforcement tracks, and group them. Now you've got a drum group, and this is where you make it feel like one kit. On the drum group, add glue compressor. Attack around 3 milliseconds so the transients still pop. Release on auto, or set it around 0.1 to 0.3 seconds. Ratio 2 to 1. Aim for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction. You're gluing, not flattening. Then add EQ 8 if needed. If it's muddy, a tiny dip around 300 to 500 Hz can clean it up. If it's dull, maybe a gentle high shelf, like plus 1 dB. Optional limiter at the end just to catch peaks, not to smash the life out of it. Step 8. Make it musical in the arrangement. One of the biggest traps is making a perfect one bar loop and never evolving it. Try this structure. In the intro or verse, keep the break mostly raw with light reinforcement. In the drop, turn the reinforcement fully on for punch. For variation, remove the kick layer for 2 bars before a fill, then bring it back. That return feels huge. You can also do a fill trick. Duplicate the break clip, chop a 1 bar fill at the end of every 8 or 16 bars, and on that bar, push the snare layer slightly louder or add a touch more drive. It reads like energy, not like random editing. You can even ramp the energy over time instead of just off and on. First 16 bars, subtle kick body only. Next 16, add snare body, drop, add a bit more transient or saturation. It feels like the drums are arriving. Now let's cover common mistakes so you can avoid the pain. Mistake 1. Layering too loud. If you can clearly hear the one shot as a separate sample, it's probably too hot. Reinforcement should feel like the break got stronger, not like you replaced it. Mistake 2. Ignoring groove. Don't quantize blindly. Align to the break's timing. Mistake 3. Reinforcing ghost notes. That kills the dynamics and makes it sound robotic. Mistake 4. Phase problems in the low end. If it gets thinner when layered, fix timing, try phase invert, and consider high passing the break a bit more or shortening tails. Mistake 5. Overcompressing the drum bus. Too much glue equals a lifeless break. Before we wrap up, here are a few upgrade ideas you can try once the basic reinforcement is working. Use velocity as your human eyes control, even for reinforcement. Instead of everything at full velocity, try main snare around 105 to 120, and any secondary hits or fills around 75 to 95. If a break hit is quieter, match it with lower MIDI velocity, so the layer follows the drummer's dynamics. Try micro swing without losing tightness. Keep the kick reinforcement pretty tight for drive, but nudge the snare reinforcement a few milliseconds late if the break has that dragging jungle feel. That can sound ridiculously good. If your one shots feel too dry compared to the break, add a tiny room. Put hybrid reverb on the reinforcement chain, room or chamber, very short decay under 0.4 seconds, and very low dry slash wet. High pass the reverb so it doesn't fog the low end. This helps the layer sit inside the same space as the break. And a quick tuning trick, solo the break and the kick layer together, then pitch the kick one shot up or down by 1 to 3 semitones. When it's right, the low end feels locked. When it's wrong, it feels hollow or wobbly. Mini practice exercise. Load a break and warp it to 174 BPM. This audio version is shortened for playback.